In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We got it. Chime, thank you. Well done.
Such a good song.
You know what rejoin I may require this morning based on what potentially may occur in the National Football League this week? Do you know what rejoin I might need this morning, Chai?
It's going to be May by the NSYNC?
Nope. It is Return of the Mac. I am going to require Return of the Mac at some point.
A little Mark Morrison?
Okay, I would like that later on this morning, if I could,
okay,
please.
Sure.
Is he playing? I missed this.
Well, there's, Trevor Lawrence is experiencing some tightness.
All right.
In his non-throwing shoulder. He'll be fine.
They could be a little redemption weekend for one Mac 10, Curtis.
All right.
So just to get you to wet your whistle here, Greg.
Yeah.
Should Mac start and win and complete the game and the Patriots lose in Chicago,
yes,
Mac Jones would have more wins this season than Drake May.
Yeah, he's not. First of all, he's not going to start. Second of all, he's not going to beat the Vikings. No. Third of all, Mac Jones stinks.
There was no lie detected, and what I just said is a potential possibility.
Same here.
Well, we're offering for one weekend only a discount visit to the island. One weekend only.
The Mac is back.
Yeah, have fun drowning in a place that doesn't exist.
We will be joined by Bill O'Brien in about 15 minutes. Right now, though, we should get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Chime, from Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra. Your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. The Boston Celtics lost last night to the Golden State Warriors, and I think it's becoming more apparent to me that Wiggy was wrong. Joe Mazzulla is not the best coach in basketball. There is certain times where his decision-making can come into question, whereas I even think that Steve Kerr, as much as he might be a douche, is probably a better coach than Joe Mazzulla.
Whoa.
Like, there's times
where,
stop it.
Like, you can even see it.
Stop it.
You can even see it. So, first of all, Wiggy, like, that Warriors team is not nearly as talented as the Celtics team, first of all.
Nope.
Secondly, I think one of the things that I noticed, too, especially when Jason Tatum immediately hits a three, feels like he's going to start rolling, Steve Kerr, immediate timeout. Zero hesitation. One three, boom, timeout. Like, let's stop this right in its tracks. Let's kind of reset, figure some things out. I'm never gonna use the word worried because this Celtics team is too good. But like Wiggy, Joe Mazzulla, not the best coach in basketball.
What did he do that he did? So to give me a specific, he didn't call a timeout after Steph Curry hit a three pointer.
Bench Tatum.
Yeah, I think you held Tatum on the bench too long in a game that you probably could have won, especially without Jalen Brown. I don't know.
That's really it.
Jordan Walsh doesn't need to be playing 8 minutes in this game.
Well, I mean, he's stretching out his bench, clearly.
Like, in a game like this, I don't think you need to, Wiggy. It's another 6-1 team. Uh-huh. I think it was a win that could have been good for you going forward.
I mean, Golden State's a talented team. I don't know.
They're good, but they're not, like, the best of the West.
That's some good shooters, though.
Right.
Buddy Hield has been good.
Buddy Hield was on last night.
Yeah, he was on.
They're probably better defensively than a lot of the teams that you've seen so far this year, especially with a guy like Wiggins kind of leading that charge. But yeah. I mean, this isn't OKC. This isn't Denver. Like, this is a team you should be able to beat.
Okay. Shine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Shots fired at Coach Wiggins. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm going to do another quick lead on the election because it is a massive story, kind of the biggest thing that happened in the world this week.
Don't apologize.
Two things. One, I would like to celebrate and pour one out for the demise and the death of celebrity endorsements.
Mm.
Goodbye. So long. Auf Wiedersehen. That and the reaction to the Trump election has cemented why Donald Trump wins, despite the fact that he is a small man, raging narcissist, and a massive DB. It's not that America voted for him. It's that one candidate was critiquing everything about you, only talking about the things you can't control, as in your gender and sexuality. And the other guy said, I want businesses to thrive. I want things to work well. And he only got 50.1% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an indictment on anything other than people don't want to talk about what they cannot control. They want to know how you can fix what it is in your life that is broken, whether it's the high interest rates, whether it's unemployment, whether it's wages not maintaining with inflation.
The groceries costing 21% more than they did just a few years ago. Yes.
The Boston Globe editorial page yesterday actually mocked those that complained about the high cost of eggs. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yes. Adrian Walker called me yesterday. Go read it. Or if you don't have to, don't. But at the end of it, I just would love to say, I watched MSNBC yesterday before Kamala's concession speech. And for 25 minutes, 16 people on this panel only talked about white women, blaming white women, talking about the sexuality of certain voters, the color of this group.
They continue to suggest that people who voted for one candidate are uneducated. It's a giant insult to a large part of the country, and why mm-hmm. they think that is going to work for them is beyond me.
Yeah.
It honestly reminded me, the reaction yesterday, to the national media reaction over the summer to the Celtics win, where it's like, they just don't get why the Celtics are so good. They just keep talking about these flaws of the Celtics won the championship. I'm watching this yesterday, and it's like, is this every day? All you do is sit around and talk about things you can't change. When everybody wants a change, you're talking about the race and gender of the people who are voting instead of the ideas and what they're going to do. It was shocking to me.
No, I think I brought this up yesterday. The tried and true remains that way. And America, I think a portion of America, voted themselves a raise on Tuesday, and that's what they are most interested in.
Things that affect them and affect their wallet.
It's pretty basic. It's pretty simple. Things that they deal with every single day, not what ifs and what might be's.
And the exact quote from Adrian Walker, I just want to read this, met in the Globe yesterday. Many will rush to attribute Harris's defeat to the sluggish economy, the apparently unbearable agony of high-priced eggs.
Ugh.
Like, what in the Boston Globe is writing that?
Well, eggs are expensive, though.
Right, he's mocking you for feeling that way.
Cardi B told us that.
Yeah, Cardi B did tell us that.
But this is what you get when it happens here on this, in this bubble that we live in, where these highly educated, elitist donkeys think that they should dictate how you feel and laugh at you while they're doing it. It's so ridiculous.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question that's not like supposed to be an argument at all? I'm genuinely asking.
Go ahead.
Curtis and Greg, like, where am I going to see the raise? Like, will I see it immediately? Where is it going to come into my paycheck?
I would suggest that you would pay less when it comes to what is, or you will have less taken out of your paycheck. I would virtually guarantee that this president will find a way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Way to get those prices down at the grocery stores because he's promised you that. So
the paycheck thing, the only reason I ask is because then sometimes you will hear, well, you will only see it affect you if you're making, you know, $500,000 plus or $600,000 plus. So for somebody who's making less than that, mm-hmm. you aren't going to see a big change.
I don't know what you get taken out of your paycheck or not. Is more taken out now than it was when Donald Trump was president? Have you taken a look at
it? I don't know, because I'm in such a different bracket than I was when Donald Trump was president.
Oh. So you must be in the bracket that you're talking about, where you will see. If that's the only people who get a discount, then you'll get the discount.
You just have to look at the tax brackets and how they change.
I'm just saying what I was making at Nesson is much different than what I was making here, but it's still not that number that keeps coming across, you know, whatever I'm reading, saying that that group will be the ones that feel
I think it's just, would you say that?
Again, not trying to argue, asking the question genuinely.
I guess I would come back and ask you then, why do you think that the majority of Americans voted for Donald Trump if it wasn't a raise?
No, I agree with you. I think that is why people voted for him. Oh. I just want to know if it's actually going to happen. Because for me, when I'm reading certain things, it doesn't seem like I fall into the category of somebody that's going to see the big effects in my paycheck.
A lot of times you won't even notice, like, depending on the president. A lot of times they say a lot of things and nothing does happen.
And so I think one of the ways too, Courtney, is it's not necessarily directly in your paycheck, but by the way, like, gas prices come down, you're saving money in that regard.
Chime's right about that. Like, gas prices obviously were a little bit lower when Trump was in office versus when Biden was office, or even
that's why we were focused on being energy independent mm-hmm. during that administration, and there are opposing views on that, but that Donald Trump wanted the country to be able to rely on its own oil supply. So
and Courtney, those are great questions that you should ask.
You most likely won't have to pay if you want to get a vehicle. You most likely won't be limited on the kind of vehicle that you have to buy and how much you'll have to pay for that vehicle based on the fact that it is electric or solar powered or wind powered or whatever. You might be able to buy a gasoline vehicle going forward.
The only thing I would say, Greg, and you probably know better than any of us in here, is that maybe what happens is, you know, you always hear Trump talking about how he wants to give companies tax breaks, so big companies, and what that ends up means, maybe it puts more money in their pocket, which then they're able to trickle down to you when it comes to new contracts or things of that nature.
Just, because it has they to have all more, trickle down.
Yeah, they have more money, you know, that they're able to give out to their, you know, employees, or the company's able to thrive a little bit better so they don't have to, you know, lay people off, and then maybe that will help you on your next contract.
The biggest simple way I could describe it, Courtney, is inflation will stop rising. There will be less inflation, which means your money that you earn, even without getting more, will go further.
Yeah, and because people bring up like the gas prices and stuff, and obviously they were really high coming out of COVID, but we were in a pandemic, and they've come down since. So, again, I'm just asking the question because those are the questions that are in my mind.
But those are the important questions. Like, those are the things that people should ask, like, and want to see whatever candidate that gets in there should be talking about. How does my life become better financially, and how does my life become safer, right? Yeah. You know, those are the most important things, and those are the good questions that people should ask. But
are we all protected, I think, is a big part of...
You did hear the at least when it comes to Donald Trump, him explain that over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think, but you could say...
Like border.
Border control obviously is something that I'm very nervous about. Yeah. But I'm not talking about border control right now. We were just talking about the money in your pocket. Wiggy brought that up.
Oh, I thought you meant protected, like safe, meaning
Well, I'm talking protected as a woman, but that's another conversation that we won't go down. I'm just saying, obviously, border control is very important. That's something that I really hope Trump gets back into control, gets back into order. I'm just talking about money in my pocket. And will I actually feel the effects?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. I'm just asking the way this is not coming at any party.
Those are good. And it's always interesting to me. And I was having kind of this conversation with my niece yesterday about it. Where do you feel, because Trump was in office before, and I'm just asking this question, but where as a woman do you feel not protected when he was in office for 4 years and now he's going to be back? Like, that's like, maybe those are the questions that I always like, you know, ask about, like, what do you feel like is going to change that's not going to protect you maybe with him versus how you would have felt more protected with Kamala?
Yeah.
Or is it that you just feel like, you know, she's a woman and it would be great for a woman?
No, that's not, it's not a woman thing, just voting a woman into office. I brought it up the other day and people got mad at me. So, you know, the text line and Twitch were all upset.
Oh, don't let those people get there.
You bring up a woman's right to choose and people immediately get mad. And I was trying to talk about a D&C, something that a lot of my friends have had to go through, where you lose a baby while you are pregnant. And there are some states, and I understand, now it's in the states get to choose and what your state decides to do. I'm protected in Massachusetts because I don't think anything's going to change there. But if you're in Florida right now, you're going to face some issues.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I just hope that Trump allows BC to win second half games.
Me
That's
too.
Really what I would like to see from
Preach. Oh, Courtney, all you got to do is get through the weekend and it'll all be over with. We'll be on like Americans. We'll be on to the next shiny object.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We will get to Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.